This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been 40 minutes, and I want to I have to get to it here. At the end of the interview, I asked Mary Kay if Alex Van Pelt, if Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry's jobs are still safe. It turned into a conversation a bit about Deshaun Watson. This is the end of the interview with Mary Kay Cabot here when she talks about Deshaun Watson. I just have a question to ask. Go ahead.
I do not believe that Jimmy Haslam is forcing Kevin Stefanski to play Deshaun Watson right now. I still think it is the right decision for him to continue to play Deshaun right now because you have to know what you have in him. You have to get to the end of the season or maybe close to the end of the season and figure out if you need to go in another direction at quarterback. There might come a time where it makes sense to play DTR to see if he can be your next Brock Purdy or something like that. But for right now, it's not time to throw Deshaun Watson on the scrap heap just yet. Yes, some of it is his fault. Plenty of it is his fault. But a lot of it is a scheme that just did not work this season. A lot of it is your number one receiver not being completely all in. There are a lot of extenuating circumstances that you have to eliminate those variables and see what you have left in Deshaun Watson for the future.
I'm going to try to say this without screaming because that answer, I respect Mary Kay and I love Mary Kay. That answer made me very agitated. Let me ask you this. Looking you dead in the eye, Anthony, who did they switch that scheme for?
Deshaun Watson?
So the scheme doesn't work, and they switch the scheme for the quarterback. As calmly as I can say it, because I know everybody likes hearing me screaming and yelling, but I got to save my voice at some point. Who did they switch the scheme for? They switched it for the quarterback. So who created this mess? A quarterback that sees ghosts, who allegedly can't read a defense, still? How many years is he into this league? What did we trade for? Could that void the contract? Is there any sort of a guarantee that he could read a defense? Can that void this whole deal? And get us out of Brown's prison?
You want like an aptitude test?
I'm not going to get loud here. When she tells me that the scheme's there, and what did she say about the number one wide receiver that didn't show up? Okay, fine. The scheme was changed for who? That's all I'm going to say. As calmly as I possibly can. I want to yell. I want to get loud. It feels so good. I'm not going to do it. Do you have any more to add on this subject before we move on to the Guardians?
I think we're all in agreement on this one.
Okay. You cannot continuously just keep finding excuses for him because you're paying him a lot of money. At some point, we have to look at this thing and ask, when is enough going to be enough? I've heard the entire gamut of it. We'll have Nick Chubb coming back on Sunday. I heard that. Remember that was a couple of weeks ago from some people? We have to see what he is without Nick Chubb. Even though the team went out and won a whole bunch of games. And we love Nick. We love Nick. He's one of the greatest Browns who has ever played a game for this football team. We love and respect Nick. A bunch of games and went to the playoffs without Nick last year. We have to find out what he is with Nick Chubb on the field. And let's just keep separating him from players. Is it going to be Jerry Jeudy's fault now? Is it going to be Elijah? No, it's going to be Elijah. Is it going to be Cedric Tillman's fault now? Is it going to be David Njoku's fault now?
I got an inkling of how this might work.
Is it going to be Webster Slaughter's fault next? Is it going to be Brian Brennan's fault at some point? Joe Jurevicius is still in the area. Maybe we can pin some of this on him.
I think I know how this is going to go down.
How's it going to go down?
Well, I thought he'd get benched in the Philly game, but the problem was what happened at halftime, I think, might have changed that. I mean, they had a chance to be a runaway freight train, and instead, Myles Garrett, Rodney McLeod made it a good game, and Philly wasn't playing all that well, so stuck it out. If this week, on a day that will be remembered as Nick Chubb's return to the football field, return to the great fans of Northeast Ohio, I think fans are only going to this game this week to go see Nick Chubb and to celebrate him before the game and to see him hopefully score a touchdown. They're not going there to see if we can pick up the pieces on a 1-5 last place football team that looks like it's going nowhere, that they've already, the fire sale might have already begun. They're going there to see Nick Chubb and to celebrate. If somehow that quarterback sabotages the Nick Chubb return game, do you know what the fans are going to sound like in the second half of that game? Especially if it's Joe Burrow and Cincinnati, the one team you've had success against. If they are marching the ball up and down the field,
I know what they're going to sound
like. And
this
game's a blowout.
I know what they're going to sound like.
That could be it for the Deshaun Watson experience.
Yeah. They changed the scheme. Who'd they change it for? They just decided to surprise him. Walked in there and decided to let go of Alex Van Pelt and the running backs coach, Stump Mitchell. He walked in there. They all stood and went, "Surprise!" That's it. Sorry, I had to get loud at some point.
What'd you get today? I went and picked up a new scheme.
Yeah, we got a new scheme for you. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they did surprise him. Maybe Deshaun Watson walked in there and went, "Whoa, what you guys are doing what? I didn't ask for any of this. Nah, we're going to change the scheme for you." Maybe that's it.
I don't know what scheme works for him right now. I mean, guy's got all the lowest accuracy numbers, like in recent football history. I don't know what scheme supports that. Would somebody tell me? You've got
to, the scheme is to put a new quarterback in.
Right.
That's the scheme.
Right. I was listening to guys on an NFL podcast talk about how rookie quarterbacks have never had it easier when they come to the league because the coaches are making it so easy all the way down to, hey, your plays are all on your arm. They just basically tell you to make one read. You're throwing sideways instead of vertical. You see all these quarterbacks have like 66. Have you seen Will Levis's completion percentage right now?
No.
And he's like a laughing stock, right? Will Levis?
Yeah.
Like we all agree he's probably not the future.
He's not one of those you go, look at him.
Yeah. He's got a 66% completion percentage. Oh. It's never been easier. And what is our guy doing?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing bottom of the barrel, some of the worst in recent NFL memory. What offense does that work with? What offense can you scheme around that? The worst numbers from a clean pocket in the league outside of, I think, Caleb Williams. So at least Caleb Williams making big plays. What offense? Somebody tell me what offense?
I don't know.
There is none. One does not exist.
216-474-0092.
Certainly not the jet sweep to Cedric Tillman offense.
Can I take one more here?
Sure.
I have to scratch this itch. Jeff in Strongsville, hello.
Gentlemen, I'm going to make a quick analogy for you. Keith Britton was just promoted to brand manager, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming, I'm not going out too far out on a limb, that you guys all respect and have admiration for Keith and think it's well-deserved, correct?
I don't.
Depends on the day.
Okay. But all joking aside, the Browns brought Deshaun Watson in and gave him basically the LeBron treatment, right? They gave him everything that he needed to be successful. And guess what? He didn't deserve it. He didn't earn it. And every player on this team saw it. In addition, they saw how Cooper was treated by the same management that brought this guy in. I'm telling you, this is systemic. I've never seen Joel Bitonio let guys get by him as easily as he has this season. His rating is worse than his rookie year. Cooper dropping passes, not running the right routes. When has that ever happened?
Are you saying they're all taking a dive now?
We're taking dives?
I'm not
reckless speculation.
I'm saying that
these men have families. They have responsibilities.
I'm saying that these guys are not playing for Deshaun Watson, period. They are playing for themselves. They are doing what they need to do, either to not get injured, to get their next contract. In Cooper's case, to get out of Cleveland. It's all and Ken, what you just said is a big piece of that puzzle. Let's look at it objectively. Do you really think that Stefanski wanted to get rid of Van Pelt last year?
According to Lyman, no.
Right. So who made that decision? It wasn't Stefanski. And what did Stefanski do? The only thing that he could do is say, okay, I'll bring in a new offensive coordinator, but I'm going to still call the plays. And so what are we doing? We're calling dump-off plays. You guys just said it. He's completing, what, 60% of his passes, maybe even less. I haven't looked. But all the plays are designed for short, intermediate completions because they know he can't do it deep.
I can't. Well, no, first I wanted to laugh you off the radio, Jeff, but I can't deny what you're saying here. I mean, there's definitely there's thousands and thousands of examples. Because at first I didn't get what you were saying, but now I'm getting it. There are thousands of examples of guys who play for quarterbacks who aren't even as talented as Deshaun Watson originally was, and they play their asses off for him, and they go out and they win football games. And there's plenty of examples of guys who are going, yeah, I'm not going to get myself hurt out here. I'm going to do the bare minimum here. So sure. I can't deny that.
And the last thing I'll say is those guys that do that are playing for people that are leaders, right? Cooper was and probably still is a leader on this team, right?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson was handed that role and never deserved it, never earned it, and was treated, he was given the LeBron treatment and never deserved it.
Well, I'm glad I took this call. I really am, Jeff. Thank you very much for it. Because it goes back to what you said at the very beginning of the show, Anthony. At 6 a.m. about this, here you are. And I think at the beginning they bought into it because they were just coming off the Baker experience. That became a wreck because to the veterans on that football team, they lost their trust in the guy. And Baker people will go crazy. Guys, this isn't revisionist history.
No, we know for a fact.
We know for a fact. And you can go back to all the articles and everything written by multiple people, and we've told you many, many times about it. There were people on that team. It's either him or me. I get it. And they had lost their trust in this guy. So now they're getting a player that the last time they saw him, he was scintillating on the field. And now all this has been done, and they're 3 years into this and going, man, we're busting our ass over here, and we've seen this offense work with other people. It's not working with him. And the worst thing that happened was that there's proof positive where it was. You want a game with P.J. Walker. You want a game with Dorian Thompson-Robinson where he was in tears. He was so full of emotion after the Pittsburgh Steelers game. You won with a has-been, quote-unquote, quarterback, and you went to the playoffs. Didn't work out for us. We got boat raced in that playoff game because I think he started to turn into a pumpkin. But still, you got the very best out of that guy for that short amount of time. I mean, guys, how much more evidence do you need? And I think the players are sitting there saying the same thing. So to say a player is sandbagging it is something that could get you hit in the mouth. Like if I go out there and I actually were to say so-and-so was sandbagging it and I go walk into that building,
that would end the
I wouldn't be
McLeod
surprised if one of them
situation.
Tried to swing at me. Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and accuse him of sandbagging. I don't know what's going on with Amari Cooper or what went on with Amari Cooper since he's no longer our football player here. I don't know what went on with him. I don't know if he was just sandbagging it on purpose. Maybe there was. You can say what you want to about Mary Kay. It does make sense. All right, he didn't work out in the preseason. He didn't go through those practices. They were putting in a new scheme. A couple of guys could have been rolling their eyes and go, yeah, we need a new scheme now. Okay, we're a playoff team. We did well on offense last year. We're putting up 30 points a game. Now we need a new scheme. We'll see how this works. They could all have been rolling their eyes and doing that. But there is validity into what she was saying about that. I cannot deny that. So now we have to go out and see what he does against Buffalo. And see what they do without him. Maybe it is addition by subtraction. Maybe Nick Wilson's right. I don't think he will be. Maybe he will be.
Will it be Jerry Jeudy's coming out party?
It'll be great. We'll be doing well. That means we'll win games and we'll be putting up over 20 points in a game for the first time in 6 weeks.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, I'm just hoping here. Maybe Rodney McLeod won't be our leading scorer. It's nice to have a co-host who's leading scorer.
Can Rodney McLeod demand
touches?
Used to
be a leading scorer in something completely different.
Yeah, can he demand touches on offense now?
Rodney McLeod?
Has he gotten to that point?
Deion Sanders did it, and we're about to draft his son this coming spring. So what the hell? 216. I'm kidding. All right.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.